there was positive behavioural reinforcement, just wasn't.
No, and I was, one of the other things that I found incredible, and funnily enough, it was here when I first started here that I, the first time I'd ever seen it, was they had what they called sleeves, and I'd never seen them before, and they were made, I think they were probably fashioned on site, again, at the upholsterers, made out of that parachute sort of material, so it's pretty strong, and then, so it's not technically what you would call a straitjacket. But the purpose behind it is pretty much the same. So you had, instead, you had this one jacket that you put your sleeves down the side, and then it, there would be a series of straps and stuff that wrapped around. And so you were basically, your arms was were kept like this. The person that you were talking about that lived, that was had that room, he was often wearing those. The other thing that I noticed when I worked here that I'd never seen before was a thing called a posy. There was a person that lived here that slept in that area out there who was tied into the bed. So it was this little vest sort of thing that they put on, and then again, quite long straps that wrapped around. So you still had, there was that movement like this, that was not an issue. So think of just like a vest, but then these long sort of straps. And then they would lie in bed, and then those straps would then be tied to the side of the bed. So you actually couldn't really get out. But the interesting thing about that was that particular person who wore them became so used to them that they wouldn't actually go to bed until you would put them on.
Wow.
So the conditioning was such that they wouldn't sleep, they wouldn't actually even go to bed unless you put them on.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it got to a point where people wouldn't actually tie it. They would put the jacket on, but they would not tie them in.